Living in the North Woods, we often feel like we live in small towns. Enter the town of McCarthy, Alaska, the population of which was just 28 at the 2010 census, actually down from 42 in 2000. In the summertime months, the population increases to 200 to 300 people with seasonal workers, and there are even more people when you count tourists. Still, it's a very small town. You may wonder what McCarthy, Alaska has to do with northern Wisconsin. Well, our most recent connection with the town is a guy named John Dobbs. Dobbs first visited McCarthy in 2014.
I was actually on a motorcycle trip at the time, and I spent a few days there and just loved it. You know, I always wanted to go back.
When Dobbs isn't traveling around Alaska, he lives here in the North Woods in Boulder Junction with his girlfriend, Jackie Pruitt. Last September, Dobbs went to McCarthy again. He was walking out of the saloon with Pruitt one evening, and he noticed a flyer posted on the main street of town.
And the flyer was simply looking for information about, you know, who vandalized their ambulance.
McCarthy's only ambulance, which was more like a traveling clinic for the town, had recently been vandalized to the point where it no longer worked. The town was looking for information about what had happened.
And then the flyer was a picture, and the picture showed the ambulance in the center console, and the center console was just a mess of wires.
Dobbs spent 20 years as a volunteer with the Boulder Junction Fire Department. Both he and Pruitt were very disturbed by the idea that someone would vandalize something as important as an ambulance in such a small town.
I understand what it's like to be, you know, a volunteer in a small town. Kind of set me back and made me think about, you know, what this town needs.
This is a fairly common scenario, though. Traveling somewhere, being inspired by the people around you, wanting to help out a community. What is not common is what happened next.
And I always like to say it was my idea, but the truth is it was actually Jackie, my girlfriend's idea, to say, hey, you know, why don't we do something? Why don't we get them an ambulance? And that's kind of what sparked the idea that we took back to Wisconsin with, is, you know, we really need to do something for the small town of McCarthy.
Per Pruitt's suggestion, when Dobbs got back to Wisconsin, he started calling around town to see if someone was selling an ambulance. And then he found one in Plum Lake.
And then everything really fell into place. I was able to purchase the ambulance, had the ambulance detailed out.
Once he had the ambulance, Dobbs actually had to get it to McCarthy, Alaska. So Dobbs and his friend Randy Sams put two motorcycles in the back of the ambulance and set out for McCarthy.
The journey was from Wisconsin to Bellingham, Washington, where we then put the ambulance on a ferry. And then we ferried it from Bellingham, Washington, to Ames, Alaska. And the reason why we did that was because we wanted to keep as many miles off the ambulance as we possibly could. Once we arrived in Ames, Alaska, it was an additional 2 days to McCarthy, so the entire trip took 8 days.
Once they started getting into the area around McCarthy, they started seeing people.
People would pass us on the highway, and then they knew we were coming, so they would flash their lights and they would honk their horns.
When they got to McCarthy, the town had set up a big potluck lunch. One of the people waiting there was Jacob Schultz.
Technically, I'm like the McCarthy EMS manager.
The men had never met in person, but Schultz is part of a group of EMTs in McCarthy that share a dispatch phone to respond to emergencies. Schultz is also the guy in charge of a project that started about 5 years ago to upgrade McCarthy's emergency medical services. Losing the ambulance was a huge blow to the entire effort.
It really just set us back. Like, we were so close to getting, you know, officially set up as an ambulance service, and the ambulance was kind of like our cornerstone.
His reaction when he found out that Dobbs wanted to drive an ambulance to McCarthy?
He got a hold of me, and he laid out his plan, and I was extremely taken aback. I was like, wow. Okay.
Dobbs says he's out of pocket about $20,000 between the ambulance and the travel. But he says the town's gratitude has more than paid him back. And he's humble. He says all he did was give some well-deserving people what they needed.
You know, McCarthy does have the resources in the personnel. They have some wonderful people there. And as far as I can tell, they are absolutely top-notch, you know, medics. But you still need the equipment to go along with that as well.
Back in McCarthy, Schultz is still in disbelief.
Not to be dramatic, but it still kind of makes you kind of speechless, the whole story. You know, you're kind of like, really? It hits you in the field. Somebody would go that far out of their way to help a community that they only briefly know. There are people that want to do really nice things for other people.
Jacob Schultz is the EMS manager for McCarthy, Alaska, which is where Boulder Junction resident John Dobbs recently drove an ambulance when he found out that their ambulance had been vandalized and they couldn't afford another one. This story was funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and you're listening to WXPR News.